White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 1901. Fragment. I have much matter now that will soon be prepared. Maggie will get it in order to edit it today, and will send copies to Battle Creek and other places. I have made some propositions that I hope will relieve the situation in Nashville. I feel grieved at heart, because we are so far separated that it takes a week to get a communication back and forth. But all things will come out right, if we will patiently wait, and will take heed to the warnings God has given us. I have much matter written while I was at Battle Creek that will appear, and all ought to have been out long ago. But that tour of nearly 1 month, and the hard labor, hindered. I fear it was an unadvised move. At every place I visited, there was writing that must be done for that place, and I am decided now that it will not answer for me to cross the Rocky Mountains for the east again to attend camp meetings. I would be glad to do this if it were not for the writings we are just preparing to do. Oh, how much I have to present to the people! Only those things that cannot be shaken will remain on the immutable foundation. Oh, what a weight is upon me! Everything is to be shaken that can be shaken. July 17th. I have visited Healdsburg. I met Willie, who had been to Oakland to do some business. I needed to be in the carriage all day long until my heart and head should be rested. Sarah, Maggie Hare, and a young man who wanted to go to Healdsburg left our home at 4 o'clock. We took breakfast and fed the horses about halfway, and when we closed the journey, I was feeling better than when I started. We gave orders in regard to fixing my house. Edson, it stands in the best position for sight and for health that there is in Healdsburg. A family are in it who have work in the school, a teacher with her father, mother, and her little brother. They are delighted with the roomy house. I would not let them live in the home till all the paper was torn off and new paper put on, and the whole house fumigated. The house will be painted inside and out. The family pay me $10 per month, which I shall use in repairs, and I gave them all the fruit for the work they would do on the premises. When the place shall get back its beautiful appearance, such as it had when I left it 10 years ago, then I shall be able to sell it for $3,000. $2,000 of this goes to Sister Lockwood. I am paying her interest yearly on the money. I will send you copy of a letter I have written telling of my experience day before yesterday. We started out to climb Howell Mountain and to go down into Pope Valley to see if we could find a good cow. This was 16 miles. Our young colt horse is very much opposed to going downhill, which we must do. First, we had to climb 3 miles up Mount Howell, and then go many miles down. We were informed that there was a road which would take us 14 miles to Napa Valley and on to St. Helena. We found a beautiful road, and romantic enough. Had few hills to ascend, but the way seemed very long. And we inquired and found the distance from Pope Valley was 20 miles. We were in for it, and we must go through. We had left Pratt Valley expecting to return for dinner, but had tarts and a few crackers with us. Sarah knew that I was so afflicted with head and heart, the people at home would be anxious. She telephoned when we came to St. Helena, and it was just in time, for two men, Brother James and Brother Nelson, were in the wagon starting off to hunt us up. They would have gone the long way to Pope Valley had we not telephoned just as we did. When Sister Peck heard Sarah's voice, she answered, "I was never so glad to hear your voice as now." You would think, by the joy expressed when we got home, that we had been like the lost sheep just found. Such a demonstration as they made! I did not anticipate the anxiety and distress of our family until we found them rejoicing over us like the shepherd did over the sheep that had been lost and was found. We traveled from 9 o'clock until 8 o'clock, and had traveled 41 miles. It did not hurt me at all. It was a relief, and our pony was strong and bore the journey well.